This is the 5-Minute Focus for Friday, August 12, 2022. And this is a theory expressed by a United States senator.
That people who are supporters of Donald Trump's or just conservatives complaining about this are going to begin to get harassed by, are going to begin to get labeled as potential insurrectionists and are going to begin to get harassed by law enforcement. That's the next step in this playbook, sadly.
Glad to hear you say that, Marco, but I have one correction.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is a quick look into the programming stratosphere. You know, the podcast. Next couple hours coming up. Also an opportunity for you to use the share button to share with your friends. Hour one, the FBI and the raid. And what's it all mean? I've entitled this, No Reasonable Prosecutor.
That's just the way it is. I know the Department of Justice. I know no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case. I know a lot of my former friends are out there saying they would. I wonder where they were the last 40 years, because I'd like to see the cases they brought on gross negligence. Nobody would. Nobody did.
I should have been a lawyer. I would love to depose Jimmy Comey about that. Yeah, you're right. For 40 years, we've watched insider trading. We watched perverse sex scandals. We knew about a United States congressman who housed an underage male prostitute in his home while paying him to be a page. We know about all of it in the raiding of the Treasury and Tony Fauci lying about giving our money to the Chinese Communist Party's lab in order to experiment with viruses to make them more deadly. No raid. But what he's saying here, of course, is now if a prosecutor pursues charges against President Trump, well, then that prosecutor is unreasonable. But then again, DC has no problem spinning things. This is the judge who signed off on the warrants for President Trump's residence.
And the fact that emails could have disappeared without Ms. Lerner knowing about it or Ms. Lerner being involved is entirely credible to me. And that, I'm sure, will be her explanation, is that she was a very high-level person in the department. When the subpoena came in from Congress, it was delegated down to people who did this for a living. They were instructed to find everything. Information came back up to her that said, this is what we have. She reported what she was told, and it turns out not to be true. But that's not a crime. If she didn't know it wasn't true, that's not a crime. And that's going to probably be where her defense lies.
Awesome. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Love that. Oh, wait, it is an excuse if you're Lois Lerner. And it seems to me President Trump held higher office than Lois Lerner. So he could say, hey, this is what my team decided to keep at the archives. But this isn't about the archives. This was a 6-hour fishing expedition throughout President Trump's home. His attorneys were not allowed to watch the process. Nancy Pelosi has theories.
I was questioning it because all I saw on my phone was that Donald Trump said that the visit took place and described it in pretty harsh terms.
The visit. The drunken Speaker of the House doesn't want to say raid because even in her drunken state, she knows what that looks like. Remember this from McConnell?
I'm here today to talk about the flood and the recovery from the flood.
Yeah, he was. And he has now, someone on his staff has typed out some words. Investigation, Blue Ribbon Committee, what have you. Tim Scott, who's fresh off of endorsing Lisa Murkowski as a strong leader, he was asked a question.
There are the wings of our government that are supposed to be nonpartisan, but now seem to be politicized. And one of those wings is the FBI. So do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president?
CBS Good Morning lets a journalist ask a question like that. You'll hear Tim Scott's answer. I don't know how you're going to feel about it, though. And yes, Marco Rubio said this.
That people who are supporters of Donald Trump's or just conservatives complaining about this are going to begin to get harassed by, are going to begin to get labeled as potential insurrectionists and are going to begin to get harassed by law enforcement. That's the next step in this playbook, sadly.
Strike begin to get and replace with are getting. Dr. Simone Gold is in prison for reading a speech in the United States Capitol after she was let inside. She's really there, of course, because she opposes the lockdowns. She opposes the party. There are nonviolent people like a 68-year-old grandma with cancer who took selfies in the Capitol after she was welcomed in. She's in prison. There are people who committed no acts of vandalism and no violence. They're not in prison. They've killed themselves after being told they would spend more time in prison. There are countless doctors who have been called fringe and dangerous. They're at risk of losing their licenses. There are airmen and airwomen and special forces people who were fired for not taking the injections. They're being punished. The ones that lived, because many of them, sadly, Senator Rubio, they died. So I am grateful to hear Senator Rubio state the obvious, even if he, as Julie Kelly quite correctly points out, is several years behind the times, about 3 years to be correct. That's the 5-minute focus. Please do use it. Use that share button, share it with friends. And remember this, please, let's leave room in this for God. Let's leave room for his wrath, because that belongs to him, as does everything else.